Sunday morning on WVTF includes a visit from the Veggie Chef, and it's that time. Andrea Mattioni-Willis is with us and has something she says is so easy. How easy is it?
It's so easy. Even Jeff Hunt can make it.
Whoa, I got to hear this.
Well, as we've discussed in the past, you've not made tofu. And as a matter of fact, I don't know that you've even eaten it that much.
And you are correct.
And so I thought, you know, you're probably not that unusual in that. So let's do something really easy with the tofu, and that's baking it. Baked tofu is delicious and versatile, and it's even easier when you add something like a ready-made organic barbecue sauce. So you don't even have to make the sauce. This recipe is three ingredients.
This is getting better all the time. Mm-hmm.
And I personally love baked tofu. You can toss the yummy barbecue-flavored little cubes into a wrap, a salad, or directly into your mouth. Mm-hmm. I actually think that they're better cold from the fridge. And preparing tofu this way makes it firm, a little crispy around the edges, and of course full of flavor. And as I mentioned, this is a really basic, easy way to do it. And later on, if you get more comfortable, you can always experiment by creating your own sauce or marinade. But for now, let's just do this the easy way.
Okay.
And no need, even though it's only three ingredients for the recipe, no need to write any of this down. It will be on WVTF's Facebook page and on WVTF.org. So here we go. You're going to need one 16-ounce package of extra firm tofu, patted dry and cut into 1-inch cubes. 4 ounces of barbecue sauce. Now, I used Annie's Natural Smoky Maple, which is vegan and gluten-free. Mm. And then cooking spray. Those are your three ingredients.
You mean like Pam?
Well, yeah, or olive oil spray. Or you can always take olive oil itself and kind of rub it on your cookie sheet so your cubes don't stick.
Okay.
So you're going to take the tofu, which is already cut into cubes, and put it into a shallow container with a lid. Cover it completely with the barbecue sauce and, you know, stir it to make sure all the tofu is covered. Then put the tofu in the fridge and go do something else for a few hours. You can even do this before work and then come home and bake it. It doesn't matter if it sits in the barbecue sauce for a while. As a matter of fact, that makes it better.
Okay.
And then when you're ready to bake the tofu, preheat the oven to 400 degrees and spray the cookie sheet with the olive oil spray or, you know, rub it with a little oil. Scoop the tofu from the container with a slotted spoon or a spatula to get a little bit of the extra barbecue sauce off of it. And then you can always save that sauce for dipping if you wish.
Mm.
Then lie the tofu in a single layer on the cookie sheet and put it in the preheated oven. After about 20 minutes, go flip the pieces over, let them bake for 20 minutes more, and then you're done.
Well, that was pretty
easy. I think you can do it. And then also note that I prefer, and I've mentioned this before, to use Twin Oaks Extra Firm Tofu. No, I'm not getting paid by them, but I'm just saying this because you don't need to press it first to get out the extra water. If you buy another, and for lack of a better word, soggier tofu, you need to press it before serving, which isn't difficult, but adds a little extra time to the preparation.
I think I'll call them and see if I can get paid for that. we can talk about them every week.
Oh, I am an addict. I love their tofu.
Okay.
And if anybody has any questions about this or any other recipes I've shared, please email me at wvtfveggie@gmail.com. And thanks.